Walmart reports a major breakthrough in autonomous technology, driverless trucks. The company actually says they've been on the road for months, and News Nation correspondent Tom Negevin is on the road as well, live in Manhattan with more on how this works. And Tom, you are actually driving right now, sir.
Right, we are, Nicole. This is a Tesla Model S, actually. You mentioned Tesla a second ago. It has some limited self-driving. We're not using it right now in the bumper-to-bumper Manhattan traffic, but turns out in other parts of the country, Walmart's been using it a whole lot with no one behind the wheel. This is it, the driverless truck Walmart's been using to drive sales at its online grocery business, cutting costs by literally cutting out the middleman or woman who used to be behind the wheel. A partnership uniting Arkansas and Silicon Valley, the world's largest retailer teaming up with a tech startup you've probably never heard of.
So that's the milestone that we are sharing with the world today. And, you know, to my knowledge, we are the first and the only company doing something like this.
And they've been doing it since August, running two fully autonomous Walmart box trucks on a 7-mile loop for about 12 hours a day with no driver, touting it as an industry-first driverless milestone. Other companies working on similar technology, the Kroger supermarket chain has been testing autonomous delivery since 2018. Albertsons is testing last-mile delivery in Northern California using remote-controlled carts. But this is leading edge, and if you're worried about safety, the companies say they are too, working and waiting a long time before taking this dramatic final step.
For the first 2 years, we were doing operations with a safety driver on board, making sure that we got data, got experience on this route, knew these routes intimately before we could take the driver out.
You know, New York City traffic really makes you yearn for the development of autonomous technology. What Tom calls this sort of the holy grail of the whole equation, taking the driver out of the equation. And we're actually heading south toward Wall Street. If you were expecting a big reaction on Wall Street to Walmart's news today, didn't happen, which, Nicole, you could take as a sign of acceptance that we consider the future a long way off. Well, I think maybe investors understand it's now.
It is now, Tom. Two things here. First of all, still seeing the video of those box trucks with no driver, hard to get used to. Secondly, Tom,
yeah,
please be careful in that rush hour traffic. And thank you.